Hey, yo, what up, y'all? I am excited to share this with you. I could sing a song right now. Like, I could do backflips right now. I can do all of that. The Straight Up Podcast is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. You heard it right. I told you, this year, I am not playing. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, impact to the world, purpose to the world, and to support shows and brands that we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about impact. And guess what? One of my friends is a part of this network, and I need you to go subscribe to his show. His name is Brendan Bruchard. I know y'all know Brendan. If you don't know Brendan, you're about to know Brendan. Go subscribe to Motivation with Brendan. Brendan is a thought leader, changer. He is an OG in this space. He's helped my life so much. I could talk about Brendan for 3 hours. Just go listen, and I promise you, your life will never be the same. Again, it's called Motivation with Brendan. Go subscribe today and watch how your life is impacted.
What up, rehabbers across the world? What up, new listeners? Welcome to the Straight Up Podcast. I'm your host, Trent Shelton, and we are at episode 7. And I know I kind of been off on some of the episodes. I'd be like, episode 5, and we on episode 6. My bad. Charges to my mind, not my heart. And today, we're going to get right into it. I've seen this hold so many people back. You know, it's probably the number one question that I get, or one of the number one questions that I get is, how do you deal with haters? And I know that word is so overused, right? Everybody has haters. I always say, you got to make sure you're doing something to be hated on first. Like, some people be having imaginary haters. I'm like, you don't have that many haters, but maybe you do. And so today, I want to change your mindset forever when it comes to haters.
What's up, rehabbers across the world? Welcome to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. Throughout my career, from the NFL to sold-out stages speaking to thousands, I built up a toolkit to break through negative mindsets, let go of what's holding you back, and start rehabbing your life. And every show is going to be jam-packed with tips, tricks, and tools to push you forward. I'm always going to be real with you and give you the 100% truth, even when it's going to pierce your heart. This is me, Trent Shelton, straight up.
And I'll just start off right now with it. Haters are people who admire what you do. They just got a different way of showing it. And I'm going to break that down over the next 30, 45 minutes with you. But I will say this also. Everybody isn't hating on you. I know I just lost some people. It's like, oh, next podcast. But I have to be like transparent with you because some people are telling you the truth. It isn't hating if someone is telling you the truth. And so you can't let your insecurities make you think that someone is always hating on you, especially when it's someone that you know is really for you, okay? But if you're trying to go through this life without having haters, if you're trying to become greatness and do legendary things without having haters, it's not gonna happen. You think about anybody that's making the world respect their greatness. They got haters. I made a shirt for Rehab Time years ago because I realized this, they even hated Jesus. So if they hated on Jesus, you best believe people are gonna hate on you. There's a powerful quote, I think it's by Aristotle. The quote says, the only way to avoid criticism, the only way to avoid haters for this podcast's sake is to say nothing, do nothing, be nothing. Understand that hate is a part of the process. But so many people are allowing the hate to stop their process. They're allowing the hate to grow, and it's magnified these days. We live on social media, so you got people hating on you that you don't even know. So what I want to do today, hopefully by the end of this podcast, is that you have an understanding. Because when you have understanding of why something is happening or why people are doing certain things or why people are giving you hate, you don't take it personal. Like, nobody's immune to it. I went through my period. I still get it every single day. People hate on me every single day, but I hardly see it because I don't pay attention to it. Okay, so I want to talk about 5 things. I could talk about 45 things. Why people hate you. Why people hate on you. Why you have haters. But I'm going to keep it to 5 things today because I feel like if you understand these 5 things, it will change your mindset forever when it comes to haters, aka people that really admire you at the end of the day. Okay, so number one, write these things down. Number one, haters aren't happy. They're not happy with their life. In my 35 years on this earth, I've never met a hater that's doing better than me, unless they were threatened by me. You will never meet a hater that is doing better than you. So think about that. You worried about somebody who ain't doing as good as you. You worried about somebody that's not happy. The ironic thing about pain is that most people think the way to heal their pain is by giving other people pain. So they want you to join their misery. If they hate their own life, understand this, if they hate their own life, how could they be ever happy for yours? Think about that. If they hate their own life, you cannot give what you don't have. You know, I remember years ago, probably like 2011, I remember this guy, and like I said, I get hate all the time. It's very minimal now, but when I first started, I would see it a lot because I was insecure, honestly. Like, I would let those things affect me until I made a spoken word called Pick Me Apart, and I'll talk about that at the end of this podcast. And listen to it on YouTube because it'll change your mindset forever when it comes to haters or come to people that don't like you or opinions, etc. But I remember this guy, and I've told this story multiple times on stage. I remember this guy, he sent me a comment, and like, he caught my attention. And the comment was something like, Trent, I can't stand you. Like, I hope that you die. You suck. All these things. Like, dang, who is this dude? Like, did I do something to him in high school? Like, did I, even though I wasn't a person who bullied people, but I was like, did I, you know, date his girlfriend? What did I do to this? Who is this guy? And so it caught my attention. So I wrote back, and let me back up a little bit. Before, when people would send me hate, I would send hate right back. And that's the worst thing that you can do, is fight hate with hate. Because if you're giving a hater your attention, they won. If a hater is taking you from focusing on what matters, is taking you from focusing on your business, is taking you from focusing on your family, is taking your time, they won. The best thing that you can do for a hater is to respond to them. And that's what I was doing. Because I'm like, I'm good with words. Like, I'm gonna say all these things back. We're gonna play ping pong back and forth until you give up. But I was insecure. I didn't realize the value of time. I didn't realize how much thrill I was giving a person by giving them my attention, right? Your attention is one of the greatest gifts that you can give someone. So why would you give a hater your attention? Even when people say, I'm doing it for my haters, why? Why do it for someone who don't like you? Do it for your supporters. Do it for yourself. Don't do it for them. I understand the mindset behind it, but when you realize that when you do it for yourself, by default, you prove your haters wrong, right? Don't do it for the critics. Don't give them that pleasure that you're doing it for them. Do it for yourself. So back to the story. So at this point in my life, I changed my mindset when it came to people not liking me, when it came to haters, because I got a lot. Like, I got millions of followers, like, I wouldn't say overnight, but it was a span of 2 years when my page just blew up, and it was people who loved me, people who didn't love. It was just crazy. And so I started to realize, like, dang, like, you can't fight fire with fire. And so when this guy sent me this message, my first reaction was like, I'm about to let this dude talk to me like this, right? My pride kicked in. But I said, wait, don't give him that pleasure. And so what I did, I responded back with just, I love you, bro. I'm praying for you. I caught him by surprise. He responded back, was like, nah, like, I don't think you get it. Like, I do not like you. I hate you. I hope that you die. Like, you need to be removed from the face of this earth. And I'm like, gosh, this dude is serious. Like, so I wrote back, hey, bro, I'm praying for you. And he wrote back, I don't like you. And then I wrote back, I love you, bro. And we, like, this went on for like a while. And then finally, he wrote back and he said, Trent, I have to be real with you. I'm not happy with my life. And I look online and I see you and, you know, seeming like you're happy and you have everything together. And it just made me despise you. But then I realized, like, it's not you, it's me. And so what I'm really doing is right now I'm reaching out for help. And I knew this was the way to get your attention. So, and I was like, well, you accomplished that, bro. Like, I was like, who are you? And to make a long story short, I responded back, and that guy is still a rehabber to this day. So you have to understand, like, when people are hating on you, especially when they don't know you and you gave them no reason to hate on you, like, you did nothing to that person. A lot of times they're hurt. And we know this saying, hurt people hurt people. And this takes a maturity level. It's not going to happen overnight. But one of the greatest things that you can do when someone gives you hate is give them love. Okay? So realize, number one, they are not happy. Haters aren't happy. So now you can stop taking it personal. It's not about you. It's not that you're doing great things. It's not that you have a happy marriage. It's not that you're being a great mom or great father. It's not that you're getting a promotion. It's not about what you have. It's about what they don't have. Okay? So number one is they're not happy. Number two, a hater wants your life. They admire you. As I said before, the definition for a hater is that they admire what you do. They just have a different way of showing it. When someone has pride and ego, they're not going to be like, man, I admire what you do. Can you help me? Their pride and ego won't allow them to do that. So instead of speaking how they really feel, they give hate to you. When someone wants what you have, listen to me closely. When someone wants what you have but can't get what you have, that's when they'll start to hate on what you have. When someone wants what you have but can't get what you have, that's when they start to hate on what you have. And it's crazy to me because people should be motivated by you. And sometimes it's the people closest to you that hate on you the most. That's a whole other podcast that we'll spend a whole hour on. But you shouldn't be jealous because somebody has something that you don't have. You should be inspired. So when I see someone that is at a place that I want to be, or I see someone that has what I don't have, I'm motivated. I'm not trying to bring that person down. I'm trying to get around that person so I can learn, so I can grow. And that's because I'm in a better space. I understand that hating on another person only means that I'm not working on my own life. Bringing someone down is not going to bring me up. And so you have to understand this. People do not pay attention to the things that they hate. And this is what I want to flip it for you. Remember, I told you at the beginning of this podcast that we're not going to use the word haters no more because they're not haters. Because you don't pay attention to the things that you hate. I'll prove it to you. Think about something that you really hate. It could be a food. It could be a TV show. Like if you see a TV show that you don't even like, do you stop and pay attention to that TV show? Do you be like, let me see what this show is about today. And I really don't like it, but I'm just going to see what it's about. No, you don't. You skip right over it. Or if somebody puts some food in front of you that you do not like, you're not going to pay it any attention because you don't pay attention to the things that you hate. So if someone is giving you attention, they don't hate you. What they really do is admire you. If someone's following you on every social media site, they don't hate you. They admire you. If someone knows every detail about your life, knows every move that you make, they don't hate you. They admire you. That's not a hater. What that is a confused supporter. They love you. They just don't even know it yet, or they can't admit it. So from this day forward, I don't want you to, if somebody's paying you attention, if somebody's making up, and this is the crazy thing about it, like people will make up, like you'll block them and people will make up a fake profile just to follow you again. That's not a person that hates you. As the great poet Drake says, hate is just jealousy and love at the same time. So if someone is giving you that type of attention, they really are confused supporters. So you shouldn't take it personal. They want your life. They want to do what you do. They want to be happy. Okay, so stop taking things so personal from people who really admire you. They just have a different way of showing it. Number three is that they see you as competition, right? When someone starts to see you as competition, they'll start to hate on you. It's fact. Everybody loves you until they view you as competition. And the scary part about it, like sometimes we have known haters, right? We have vocal haters, but the worst ones are people who are silent. People that might be right next to you that you really think got your back, but they don't. And I don't want to just give another, like break into another podcast right now, but I will say this. We'll spend a good chunk of time understanding like what loyalty and what real friends are, what real people in your life should be doing and giving you. But I can tell you right now, if someone doesn't applaud when you win, if someone doesn't show up for you like you show up for them, if you do great things and you never hear nothing from them, then they're probably viewing you as competition. And some of us, most of us, you got people competing with you and you don't even know it. And in their mind, your winning equals their losing. And vibes do not lie. Energy doesn't lie. So I would pay attention to the vibes that people give you when you're around certain people. Because some people are mad at you for just bettering your life. Some people have made up in their mind that they're losing because you're winning. And so as soon as people put you in the competition realm, like the unhealthy competition, I'm not saying you got some friends and y'all competing with each other and it's a healthy competition, you're trying to push each other to be better. I'm talking about the unhealthy competition. When somebody puts you in that place, they'll start to hate on you. And they'll start to hate on you so much, they'll start to envy you. And you did nothing wrong except better your life. Number four, someone will hate on you because they want to feel important. Some people get their high. They get their high off of making other people feel low. They get their joy off of taking the smile of your face. They get pumped when they can bring frustration to your life. So stop making haters and people that don't want to see you win more important than what they should be. Because some people live for that. Some people are living for the response. Some people are living for your attention. And that's why they'll say anything or do anything to get it. You got to stay focused. Because to be straight up with you, if you're getting people your attention, if you always, you know, worrying about what people are saying about you, if you're always checking on, you know, with this, I used to scroll my comments and I wanted to please everyone. But I'll tell you right now, the first step to being unhappy is trying to please everyone else. The first step to being unhappy is thinking that you're going to be liked by everybody, because you're not. And I would spend time doing that. And then I realized, like, that's the worst thing that I can do is spend time and waste my time trying to find people who are hating on me. And that means you ain't focused. Because when you understand the value of time, you're not going to give your time away to something that doesn't matter. You're not going to give your time away to things that don't help your life. You got to stop making people that shouldn't be important be important. You got to stop making people feel special that aren't special. Number five, this is obvious. They're jealous, period. People hate on you because they're jealous. People hate on your relationship because maybe they don't have one, or maybe they're in an unhappy relationship. People hate on your success because maybe their thing isn't taking off. And a lot of times it's the people, I don't want to say close to you, because I don't want you to start looking at people close to you in a whole different way. But even your city, you know, biblically, like, Jesus wasn't even respected in his hometown. And so, like, the last place most times that will support you is like your area code, right? The proximity around you, the closest, you know, people around you, people you went to high school with, old friends. A lot of times you don't get their support because, as I said before, they're in a competition with you, and it hurts. It hurts because when you come from a place that they came from, right? Maybe the circumstances were different. Maybe the circumstances were the same. But if you have the same circumstances, it's even a better chance that you're going to receive hate from somebody that you know, whether you know them well or you just kind of know them. But when you come from the same place as them and you elevate your life and they still at the same place because they've been using excuses, because they ain't putting the work that you put in, because they don't realize that they got the same 24 hours as you, that's when they'll start to hate on what you do. Because again, they're thinking that your success means their failure. And what you're doing by elevating your life, what you're doing by accomplishment, what you're doing by moving forward, what you're doing by becoming the greatest you, you're taking excuses from their life. Because all the excuses that they would give, oh, it's because of my city, oh, it's because of this, it's because of that, you take away those excuses. Because you went and did something with your life while they're at the same place. And as you grow, as you become more popular, as you achieve, this will start to happen. Some people will hate you or hate on you just because of the way other people love you. That's it. They have no personal reason to hate you at all. They have no reason at all to hate you. You did nothing to them. But when they see other people loving you, their insecurities will make them hate you. How many of us, if we're honest, I want to say raise your hand, but just raise your hand in spirit. How many of us, because if you say you've never been a hater, you're a liar. Okay. We've all been a hater at some point in our life. I was a hater, especially when I got cut from the NFL. Like, I was the biggest hater in that moment, that probably like 6 months. You give me a 6 month hater card. In the 6 months of me getting cut, when I was going through my rock bottom, my hardest time in my life, I was a hater for all of these reasons. Like, I would hate on everybody. Like, you turn on the TV, I'd be like, Peyton Manning ain't that good. Right, one of the greatest quarterbacks ever. But that was me, because I was miserable, because I was unhappy. I was blaming other people for the reasons of why I'm not somewhere in my life. I wasn't taking any accountability. I was deflecting, right? I was blaming. I was pointing the finger instead of accepting responsibility and accountability in my life. And a lot of us, we get into that space as a hater because someone is doing something that we want to do, right? We'll hate on celebrities that we don't know. We'll hate on people that we don't know because we're hurt, because we're in pain, because we see those people getting so much love and we feel entitled to that love. You got to stop feeling entitled first and foremost, because the world don't owe you nothing. And when you realize that, that's one of the first steps to really change your life and bettering your life. The world owes you nothing. Even people, like, they're not entitled to help you. When you realize that, you can move forward with your life. But so many times we feel so entitled. Oh, that should be mine. I should have been the one. I'm better than them. I did better things. That should be me. And you live your whole life like that. And instead of becoming better, what you do is you become bitter. You have that bitter spirit. And if you don't release that bitter spirit, you will be a confused supporter for the rest of your life. And that's where people are at. So when you understand these five things, that they're not happy, that they want your life, that they see you as competition, that they want to feel important, that they're jealous. When you understand these things, you stop taking it personal. You actually start to feel sorry for them because you know that the only reason that they're hating, the only reason that they're a confused supporter, the only reason that they're bitter is because their life isn't adding up to what they want their life to be. And they live in that BC mindset that I talk so much about, blame and complain for the rest of their life. And they live the rest of their life trying to tear other people down. So stop taking it personal. Stop quitting on your dreams. Stop quitting on your progression. Stop quitting on your growth. Stop silencing your voice, right? Stop silencing your greatness to make other people feel comfortable because you're so afraid what other people are going to say. I used to be in that boat. I used to be like overly humble. Like humble is a great trait and I feel like I'm super humble. But I used to be overly humble because I didn't want to offend anybody. You know, so I never talked about my accomplishments. I never talked about my successes because I didn't want to offend anybody. I want to make people feel comfortable. And I realized I was teaching myself not to appreciate my growth. And actually, that's hard to move on from because now you're not celebrating your life. You're not celebrating your growth. You're not celebrating your success. And celebration is a big part of progression, guys. A big part of progression. So if you're a person that was like me, you don't have to turn down the knob on your life to make other people feel comfortable. You ain't got to turn down the knob on your greatness to make other people feel comfortable. You ain't got to turn down the knob on your growth to make other people feel comfortable. Turn up, because the people that will be inspired by you will appreciate you for doing that. And just as easy, you can focus on hate. Guess what? You can focus on love. This is something that changed my mindset when it came to this, because I realized at a point I was spending 90% of the time focusing on hate. Because if you never receive hate much, it sticks out like a sore thumb. You ever notice that? Like, you can get so much love, but you will give all your attention to one hater. You will skip all 99 people who support you, all 99 people who are clapping for you, all 99 people who are cheering you on, and you will see that one hater, right? It's like you in a crowd, you see everybody cheering, but you'll see the one person that's saying, you suck. That's the person that you see. And it's because you're not used to seeing that, which is a great trait. It means you're doing something right. If you had a million haters, you might want to check yourself. Maybe you're doing something that you shouldn't be doing. Like I said, sometimes people are telling you the truth, but you got to evaluate the source and who's telling you these things. But I realized that just as easy as I was focused on hate, I could focus on love. So the quote that I want to tell you right now, and write this somewhere, please don't let the 1%, less than 1% of hate, take your focus off the 99% of love. Don't let the 10% of confused supporters take your focus off the 90% of real supporters, because it's really unfair to the people who support you, the people who love you, for you to give your attention to people who don't. And I'm gonna tell you right now, don't go block them. Don't do that, because they need to see your greatness. As I said, they follow you for a reason. If somebody's on your page, if somebody is subscribed to your life, don't cancel their subscription. Let them keep subscribing to your greatness. If they want to unsubscribe, they can cancel it. If they want to stop seeing your greatness, they can press unfollow. And that's straight up. Give them season tickets. I say it all the time. Listen, and I got to this place probably about 3 years ago, because I used to be the person that spent time blocking people and all these things. Now, if you're trying to tear someone down and it's something that's super negative, that's a different story. But if you're saying, Trent, oh, you suck, I don't like you, I understand now where it comes from. So I don't take it personal. I'm like, you need to be on my page, because I'm going to convert you. You're going to go from a confused supporter to a real supporter real quick. And it happens all the time on my page. It happens all the time in my life. Well, I was skeptical of you. I didn't do this. I didn't like you. I didn't like what you was doing. I hated you. But I realized I hated you for no reason. I realized because I was insecure in my own life. And once I got over myself, I realized that you were doing great things. I get these messages all the time. But what I do is I get people front row seats, season tickets to watch this greatness. And I want you to do the same. Give them season tickets to watch your greatness. Give them season tickets to watch your progression. Give them season tickets to watch your success. Because obviously they want to be there. If they didn't want to be there, they would press unfollow. I hope that you really get a grasp that haters are nothing but confused supporters. And that you never allow a person that's hating on you to stop you. Because don't you understand that they cannot stop you without your permission? Don't you realize that? No matter how many people hate on you, they cannot stop you without your permission. People can say, Trent, your podcast sucks. Guess what? They can't stop me from keep making podcasts. Trent, I cannot stand your videos. They can't stop me from keep making my videos. Trent, I don't like this about you. They can't stop me from keep doing that what they don't like. They only can stop you with your permission. And once you really grasp that they can't hold you back unless you allow them to hold you back, you're going to keep rising above. You will make your enemies your footstools. Hello. Preach. You will make your enemies your footstools. The stones they throw at you, you will build a platform with those stones. Greatness is often misunderstood. It's time for you to go make the world respect your greatness and understand that this is a part of it. It's time for you to get over yourself. Stop thinking that you're so great that everybody in the world is going to like you. Get over yourself with that and stop allowing haters to slow down the process. And we'll revisit this quote that I said at the beginning, and we'll end it with this. The only way to avoid criticism and hate and confused supporters is to say nothing, do nothing, or be nothing. But like I say at the end of every single episode, it all starts with you. Haters are people who admire what you do. They just got a different way of showing it. These confused supporters will no longer stop your life. If you with me, what I want you to do is send me an inbox on Instagram and let me know. I see a lot of you sharing stories and I love it. And you see my Instagram, like my Instagram is filled with you guys sharing your takeaways. Share these takeaways. Share this with somebody that you care about, like for real. Because there's people in the world that will never meet the greatest you or them because of people who don't like them. They'll never give their greatness to the world because they're allowing these confused supporters to silence their voice. And so make sure you share it on your stories. And one thing that I noticed is that I'll go look at some of you guys' profile and y'all ain't following me. So make sure you press follow because I'm not the person that only follows two people to look more important. y'all know the people that I be talking about that do that. And I get it. Like, I'm protective of my timeline. So if you're positive and you support me, there's a great chance I'm going to follow you back. So make sure you follow me. And even with the stories that you share with the podcast, like, be creative. Like, I'm more, it's a higher tendency for me to share people who have video or people who are creative with, you know, their words or do these cool things with stories. Those things capture my attention. So I just want to show love to those that show love to me. And I hope this blessed your life. All right. Let's make the world respect our greatness. Let's live it. Let's breathe it. Let's be it. It's rehab time. Let's get it. Straight Up. Straight Up is hosted and recorded by me, Trent Shelton. The episodes are produced by Chelsea Harfouche and mixed and edited by Andrew Weller. Cameron Berkman is our executive producer. Straight Up with Trent Shelton is a production of The Hollis Company. Hey, I want to make sure you got my phone number. Like, for real, no kidding. Did you even know that I have a community text number? And if you don't, where have you been? So go ahead, take out your pen and paper, or take out your phone, and write this number down. My phone number is 817-242-2719. I'm going to repeat it for you. 817-242-2719. People always ask, Trent, how did you get that community text number? And how does it work? Well, today's your lucky day. Go to community.com and go get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using texting. People just text you at the number, they're added to the group, and then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. Like, you already know, I text out podcast links, random things about life. I text out surprises, all the things that I don't post anywhere else except my Rehabber text community. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly to you. And guess what? Now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your number. They'll give you a 10-digit real phone number, not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than just a number, y'all. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS texting. This means you can actually manage your text links from your community and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts at certain times to certain groups. It even comes with auto replies, so many things. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your phone number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses community for just that. So go to check them out at community.com. That's community.com. Let's get it. Hey, I want to make sure you got my phone number. Like, for real, no kidding. Did you even know that I have a community text number? And if you don't, where have you been? So go ahead, take out your pen and paper, take out your phone, and write this number down. My phone number is 817-242-2719. I'm going to repeat it for you. 817-242-2719. People always ask, Trent, how did you get that community text number? And how does it work? Well, today's your lucky day. Go to community.com and go get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using texting. People just text you at the number, they're added to the group, and then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. Like, you already know, I text out podcast links, random things about life. I text out surprises, all the things that I don't post anywhere else except my Rehabber text community. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly to you. And guess what? Now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your number. They'll give you a 10-digit real phone number, not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than just a number, y'all. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS texting. This means you can actually manage your text links from your community and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts at certain times to certain groups. It even comes with auto replies, so many things. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your phone number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses community for just that. So go to check them out at community.com. That's community.com. Let's get it.